Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
It's Levi. Sir Elfin bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Jim Donovan. Jim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life, Proven Principles for Creating the Life of Your Dreams, among other books, many others. He's our good friend Jim Donovan. Thanks again for being here. JimDonovan.com, right, Jim?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
One of the things I remember about you, Jim, way back in the early days, is how busy you were on the original online social media. It wasn't called social media. They call them listservs. There were discussion groups. You used to talk about that on the show. I mean, we're talking about folks back in 98, 99. Jim was out on all the time on these listservs. You were really working those, building connections and getting people to follow you, building community, way back before anybody ever heard, a decade almost, before anybody ever heard of Facebook.
Well, yeah, before Facebook even existed.
That's how we met.
Yeah, well, you don't know about that. Part of the reason for that was that when I published the Handbook to a Happier Life, when I first self-published it in 96, I didn't know a thing about the publishing industry. I found that out pretty quickly. Yeah. I realized all the people on those publishing listservs knew way, way more than me.
Right.
People like Don Kramer and Dan Pointer and
Mary Westheimer,
Brian Judd, and these guys, like the experts. They are the hands down, unchallenged gurus in the industry. And I learned from them. I was like a sponge. So everything I know today, I learned from the people that went before me. I just want to be clear about that. It's not like I came here with any great knowledge. I didn't know anything about
but
publishing.
You learned it, but you joined those communities. You were doing it back in those days, and now that all those discussion groups, all those listservs, all of that community building has gotten very sophisticated these days, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, now it's well organized because now we have social media. Thankfully, it's been a great boom to me and to, I think, to anybody else in business, especially small business.
Well, Jim, I'm gonna correct you just a little bit. I don't want you to say now we have social media, because see, I believe face to face is the original social media. I believe what you were doing in the listservs and in the discussion groups. I believe that was social media. Those are different tools. Now we just have new tools. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure we can call face to face media. Okay, aside from
it's the original face to face. It's the original social media.
Smoke signals and things like that.
But
it made it easier. It gave us a way to organize it, I guess.
But you've been using LinkedIn a lot more lately, haven't you?
I have. I still do my Facebook because, you know, I have people on Facebook, and I like Facebook. If I didn't care about business, I would just spend all my time playing around on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I find LinkedIn to be much more useful from a business perspective.
How do you use it to your advantage?
Well, I don't know that I do, and I'm not an expert in it, right? I just want to be clear about that. But I'm learning.
Give it your best shot.
That have been really valuable. The one thing on what we were talking about during the break that I will share, and I won't share the specifics, but I was able to connect with a very high level person at a major media outlet, and I did it by just setting up. There's a way that you can set up alerts on LinkedIn that they'll let you know if somebody joins the company that you're following or someone like that. I started following producers and came across somebody popped up on my radar that when I looked at them, they had in their first circle of connections, and this is an important distinction because you can reach those people, in their first circle of connections is a friend of mine.
Right.
That I knew personally.
So, all right, stop. Slow down, Jim. Slow down.
Yeah.
So what happens, folks, is when somebody pops up on and Jim did this, he has a constant search for this type of a connection. When that person's comes up on the screen, there'll be a little number there, and it'll tell whether they're first degree of separation, second degree, third degree. or how many connections you have. Maybe you have two or three your connections, and that's what he was just talking about. So go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so from there, I can see that, okay, so Mary Mazaratz is connected to my friend Jim Blasingame. So now I'm going to reach out to Jim and say, hey, do you know Mary? And if you do, now I've got a way to get introduced.
That's hey, Jim, would you introduce, you're going to say,
brain surgery.
You're going to say to me, hey, Jim, oh, buddy, oh, pal, would you introduce me to, will you introduce me to Mary?
Right, you say no. That's the end of it.
No, but I'll say, well, tell me what you want to do. And you'll say, well, I want to get to into this particular part of the company. I say, well, I got better news for you. Mary's fine, but I know somebody better than that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it doesn't always work out. Sometimes they don't know the person. I mean, I have 2,200 LinkedIn connections. I don't know 2,200 of those people. I probably don't know more than a couple hundred of them. So I can't be a whole lot of help. But if I do know you, and I have a little relationship with them, maybe I can make the introduction. Or maybe...
If you're in B2B sales, especially any kind of sales really, but especially B2B, if you're in B2B and you're not using LinkedIn as a referral source, a referral engine, you're really missing opportunities, right, Jim?
Well, yeah, very much so. And I'm using it for a client. I'm doing some strategic marketing for a B2B client. We're doing the same thing. Here's something else that a lot of people don't realize.
Quickly,
when you're
very quickly.
In a group, you can contact anyone in that group, whether you're connected to them or not.
Yeah.
You can message anybody you're in a group with.
Once you're
sometimes
in there.
Sometimes you kind of go around the back door and you slip in through there.
JimDonovan.com. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Quick
break. Take care. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.